Welcome to God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in Morning Sun, Iowa. Check us out online at www.sharonrpc.org. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will use it to transform your faith and your life.
Hey, hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It is, what's the day? Sunday. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. In this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the...
Wisdom literature.
Not excited at all. Well, hey, you want to show people the new cups? Yeah, so our friend Jordan from church gave us these cups. So it even has on the back... maybe I can bring that closer. There we go. It even has a picture of the stained glass window for Christ's crown and covenant there. So why don't we go ahead and we just have water in our cups today, but why don't we go ahead and have a drink? We'll pray and we'll get into God's word. You ready to pray? All right. Lord, we thank you so much for this day and we thank you for your word. We thank you for what a rich blessing it is to come to you. Our master, our maker, our king, we pray that we would know your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we are at Psalm 82. Why don't I go ahead and pull us over there. Psalm 82. You want to just do paragraph by paragraph? You do one, I do one?
Yeah.
Okay. A Psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah.
Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Love the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked.
They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable.
I said, you are gods, and all you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes.
Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit the nations. All right, so who do you think, Nathan? Well, first, what are we doing here? What are our ABCs? A, what is this?
About.
B, what is the...
They're supposed to summarize.
And C, what are we... called to do. That's right. So, what do you think this is talking about?
Judge the wicked.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Does the psalmist want God to judge righteously?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so he's calling out for that. Good. What would you underline as the best verse for this?
3 and 4.
Oh, you like 3 and 4? Okay, Nathan thinks 3 and 4. What do you think? What would you highlight in your Bible? What would you underline as the best verse? I really like verse 8, right, where he's calling God, "Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit the nation." Who do you think is the king of the nations?
God.
Which person of the Godhead?
God. Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. What's written on his thigh in the book of Revelation? Do you know the name that he's given?
King of Kings.
King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right? Yeah, so he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. So what do you think we are called to do in response to this? What should we do?
Pray to God.
Pray to God. Pray to God for what?
Pray to God to judge the wicked.
All right.
Arise, O God.
All right. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Now, here's an interesting thing. Has God judged already? It's kind of yes, kind of no. Mm-hmm. Has he judged your sins?
Mm-hmm.
How did he judge your sins?
A punishment.
He punished you for your sins?
No. He died for my sins.
So who did he punish for your sins?
Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Has he died for your sins? Are you one of his children? Is he your king? He's inherited the nations. Will you bow your knee to him? You ready to pray?
Yeah.
All right. Lord, we thank you that our resurrected King lives and reigns. Lord, we do pray that you would let us marvel, that you would show us such grace as to save us, and that you, our King, would take our sin upon yourself. God, we pray that you would give us hope and faith for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, may the Lord bless you today. May he fill your heart with joy and peace. And we'll see you tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.
We found out we never told you to hit the
like button.
Like and subscribe button. See you guys later. Bye.